What's good, folks? LETBURNRANT. Click, stream, and enjoy Apple, Spotify, and Google Podcasts, and anywhere you can get the Let Burn Podcast. This is your boy Burn, first and foremost. Hope everybody's doing good. And I'm going to break down every draft pick, or all 32 draft picks that was selected in the first round of the 2024 NFL Draft, and the grading that they was given by Yahoo Sports. And then I'll give my opinion. What I would say about this draft is this is the most lopsided draft to date. 23 offensive players out of 32 drafted, the record for most one-sided position set ever. I believe it's probably a record 6 QBs drafted within the first 12 picks. That's definitely a record. 3 straight QBs picked, 5 QBs picked in the first 10, and then 3 straight QBs picked since 2021, I believe, when you had, if I'm not mistaken, Trevor Lawrence, Zach Wilson, and Trey Lance. So there's a whole bunch of, you know, milestones that was broken, but were they the best pick exactly for them? I'm here to just read what they said, the grade that they got, and I'll tell you what was my surprise of the whole NFL draft. So let's get started. Okay, this is Yahoo Sports already given their, but you know, their draft predictions and grade. So let's start with the number one pick overall for 2024, and that was Caleb Williams. From what this was said, the Bears had the number one pick fall right into their laps, and they did the sensible thing. This pick has been talked about for months, and then when the Bears finally got their man, Caleb Williams has all the tools to become a bona fide superstar in the NFL and break the Bears' curse at the most important position. They gave him a great A. Washington Commanders selected Jaden Daniels, QB LSU, and the Commanders got their QB quarterback. But it's fair to wonder if they took the right guy here. Daniels blossomed in his fifth and final year of college football, taking home the Heisman Trophy and a dazzling season for LSU. Daniels is on the oldest side and doesn't have elite physical tools as a passer, but he'll be an immediate asset in the run game. Drake May felt like a better pick. Regardless, the Commanders desperately needed a quarterback, and they got one. Grade C+. Drake May, Patriots, New England Patriots, North Carolina. The Patriots got a dynamic prospect in May. He did a ton of heavy lifting for the Tar Heels last season, and he's a legitimate superstar upside. He's just 21 years old and has already shown flashes of elite downfield tight window accuracy to go along with the fantastic running ability for a bigger quarterback. Home run pick for the Patriots as they officially start a new era for the franchise. Grade A. The fourth, Arizona Cardinals, Marvin Harrison Jr., wide receiver, Ohio State. The Cardinals needed a receiver, and they got one with Pro Bowl potentials as a rookie. Harrison is as clean a prospect as they come, and he did not see a drop in production going from C.J. Stroud to Kyle McCord. This also creates depth in the rest of the Arizona roster, allowing Michael Wilson to be featured as a number two receiver. Kyler Murray should be rejoicing right now. The grade, A+. Number five, Los Angeles Chargers, Joe Alti. Number five, Los Angeles Chargers, Joe Alt. O-line, Notre Dame. It's not a sexy pick, but it's a pick that's going to make the Chargers better immediately and in the long term. Even though they needed wide receiver help, they also needed help at a tackle and got a 10-year Pro Bowl level starter with Alt. They gave him a grade A+. Giants selected Malik Nabers, wide receiver from LSU. The Giants really needed a quarterback here, but they weren't in love with the options on board. Still, the Giants had a massive need at wide receiver as well and got the biggest playmaker at that spot in the draft. Nabers can grow into a true number one wideout with blazing speed while they play out the season with Daniel Jones at quarterback. Grade B+. Sorry. Number seven, Tennessee Titans, J.C. Latham, O-line, Alabama. The Titans needed a tackle and got someone who profiles as a top-flight right tackle in the NFL for a long time. Bully Ball is back in Tennessee for the next decade, grade A. Number 8, Atlanta Falcons, Michael Penix Jr., quarterback for Washington. First half of the draft. What is going on in Atlanta? This pick makes absolutely no sense. The Falcons signed Kirk Cousins and now drafting a 6-year college starter to sit behind him for 2 years. What sense does that make? Penix isn't the cleanest prospect, and he has injury concerns. We'll find out what this looks like when he sees the field in 2026 or 27. Grade F. Number 9, Chicago Bears, Roma Dunzie, wide receiver from Washington. The Bears couldn't have dreamed of a better first round. Caleb Williams, Roma Dunzie, now they have a three-headed monster at wide receiver with long-term potentials with Williams, Odunzie, and DJ Moore, grade A+. Number 10, Minnesota Vikings from the New York Jets, J.J. McCartney, quarterback, Michigan. Getting the quarterback without having to move up too far in the draft is a solid result for the Vikings. It may not be the quarterback they originally wanted, but it's still a solid prospect to build around, and he's still walking into a great situation. Grade B+. Number 11, New York Jets from a Minnesota Viking, Olafansuna, O-line Penn State. Fasuna is an extremely talented, high upside prospect who gets to come into a situation where he gets to work with Tyron Smith and Morgan Moses. When healthy, Fasuna is one of the most talented players in the draft and has a chance to be a fixture on the offensive line for the New York Jets for years. Grade A-. And number 12, Denver Broncos, Bo Nix, quarterback, Oregon. Quarterback thirst has officially gone too far. There's simply no need for the Broncos to force this pick here. Nix does not have the profile of the QB who is going to save Denver. Bo Nix, Zach Wilson, and Jarrett Stidham will battle it out this summer for the right to be the starter, but Nix is closer to being a backup in the NFL than a franchise starter. Grade F. Okay, sorry about that, folks. Number 13, Las Vegas Raiders, Brock Bauer, tight end, Georgia. This is a surprise at this point of the draft because the Raiders just drafted Michael Mayers, last year. But it's hard to get too mad by adding a talent like Brock damn Bowers. The Raiders' two tight end personnel sets are going to be a beast, and they'll be in good position to make life easier for whoever is playing quarterback for them this year. Grade B minus. Number 14. New Orleans Saints, Talese Fulga, O-line, Oregon State. The Saints needed an offensive lineman with the struggles of Trevor Penning and Ryan Ramscott injury situation. Fulga can play tackle or guard and will be a big boost for the Saints in the ground game. This is a strong pick that gives the Saints some much needed flexibility and depth up front. Grade B. Number 15, Indianapolis Colts, Lalatu Latu. Edge, UCLA. This is a good landing spot for Latu. He's had some injuries concerns in the past, but Latu is a productive, versatile edge rusher who profiles as a high floor player. He might not be Von Miller or prime Khalil Mack, but he's a talented player in his own rights who should be a 8 to 10 sack guy in the NFL. Grade B. Number 16, Seattle Seahawks, Brian Murphy II, DT, Texas. The Seahawks got one of the few truly disruptive interior defenders in the draft with Murphy, something they really needed. Murphy has the talent to become a star in Mike McDonald's defense and gives the Seahawks a credible option up front in case Draymond Jones struggles again in his second year with the team. Grade A. Number 17, Minnesota Vikings from the Jaguars, Dallas Turner, Edge, Alabama. Turner's draft slide ends with the Vikings trading up to get him in an effort to replace Daniel Hunter. Turner isn't a finished product, but he's a rugged defender who managed a run of 4.46 40-yard dash at the scouting combine. He has the potential to be a
Dynamite edge defender in the NFL. Grade B plus. Number 18, Cincinnati Bengals. Amaris Mims. O-line, Georgia. Love this pick. Mims does not play a whole bunch of football in college due to injuries and depth. But he is not lacking for talent and skill. He is a size of 6'8" and 340 pounds with the technique of a purest pass protector in the NFL. If he can stay healthy, he'll have no problems. He will have no problem assimilating in the NFL. Grade A plus. Number 19, the Los Angeles Rams, Jared Verse, edge, Florida State. This is a very safe, solid pick for the Rams at this point in the draft. Verse is a high floor player for the Rams that fits in well with the players they have up front. The Rams were looking for an offensive player earlier in the process, but they ended up with a stud pass defender who immediately makes them better. Grade B. Number 20, Pittsburgh Steelers, Troy Fontanu, O-line, Washington. Great get for the Steelers. Fontuna has all the skills necessary to be a long-term starter for the O-line, which is something that Pittsburgh still needs. Fontuna can play guard or tackle, and now the Steelers have a strong duo up front between him and Broderick Jones, a grade A. Number 21, Miami Dolphins, Shop Robinson, edge, Penn State. Robinson is a raw pass rusher, but he's found himself in a good spot playing for the new defensive coordinator, Anthony Weaver. Robinson has all the tools in the world to become an elite pass rusher in the NFL if he can get a few signature moves down. The Dolphins can have some nice insurance in case Bradley Chubb and Jalen Phillips have a slow return from injuries. Grade B. Okay, sorry about that, folks. All right, 22 Philadelphia Eagles, Quinyon Mitchells, cornerback Toledo. This pick might be the steal of the draft when we look back. The Eagles got a cornerback prospect who checks all the boxes that a team could want, from production to athleticism. Mitchell is the exact type of prospect the Eagles needed to add and has a real shutdown potential in the NFL. Grade A+. Number 23, Jacksonville Jaguars from the Vikings via Browns and Texans. What the hell? Anyway, Brian Thomas Jr., wide receiver, LSU. The Jaguars get brownie points for trading down here. Thomas is an explosive wide receiver who has a physical frame the Jaguars needed in their wide receiver room. Thomas is a bit raw on some of the finer points of a wide receiver play, but there's no doubt in his potential to be truly dynamic playmaker in the NFL. Grade B+. Number 24, Detroit Lions from the Cowboys. Terrion Arnold, cornerback, Alabama. Detroit traded up to get a quality prospect who was falling down the board at the position of need. Arnold has a chance to be the best cornerback on Detroit's roster from day one and gives the Lions a fortified presence in the secondary as the division adds Caleb Williams and J.J. McCartney. Grade A-. Number 25, Green Bay Packers. Jordan Morgan, O-line, Arizona. This is a safe pick for the Packers. Morgan needs to develop some strength as he enters the NFL, but should have the footwork and skills to at least be a qualified pass blocker. It just seems like they might have been more juice to squeeze here with some of the defensive players still on the board. Grade C+. Number 26, Tampa Bay Buccaneers, Graham Barton, O-line, Duke. Barton is a stud offensive lineman who can play all five positions up front. He was announced as a center, so he may wind up on the interior after playing left tackle at Duke. But he's well equipped on the move. He's the most versatile lineman in the draft, and the Buccaneers may have gotten a steal. Grade A. Number 27, Arizona Cardinals, Darius Robinson, D-line, Missouri. Robinson isn't a bad player, but he's not the most dynamic guy on the defensive line. He's steady, who should be a solid piece for the Cardinals' defensive line rotation, but that's not necessarily the type of player that feels like a need in the first round. Still, he's someone who will help the Cardinals up front. Grade C. Number 28, Kansas City Chiefs from the Bills, Xavier Worthy, wide receiver, Texas. The Chiefs add speed to their wide receiver room and some playmaking for Patrick Mahomes. This does feel a tad redundant with Marquise Brown on the roster, but that's only a one-year deal. Mahomes solved all problem, and having Rashid Rice on the roster is a nice change-up from the Brown and Worthy combo. But at 165-pound player in the first round is a bit of a tough sell. Grade C+. Number 29, Dallas Cowboys from the Lions, Taylor Guyton, O-line, Oklahoma. The Cowboys needed a left tackle to develop and at least have a prospect now in Guyton. He got a bit of a way to go as far as a technique is concerned, but the physical tools and frame to grow into something for a long term are there. Guyton may have a lower floor than some of the other tackles prospect, but the upside is still there. Grade C+. Number 30, Baltimore Ravens, Nate Wiggins, cornerback, Clemson. Sorry. Baltimore definitely has a need for the cornerback, but it took a bit of a project at the position at this point in the draft. Wiggins is a rangely fast corner, but he needs to add weight and strength before he can be a real contributor for the Ravens. Grade B-. Number 31, San Francisco 49ers, Ricky Parcell, wide receiver, Florida. Huh? This pick seems a bit out of nowhere, especially considering no one really had Parcell going at this point in the draft. Perhaps this is the 49ers bracing for a move at wide receiver, but Parcell could have been had later than this. Grade D. Number 32, Carolina Panthers from the Bills via the Chiefs, Xavier Leggett, wide receiver, South Carolina. This is a fine pick for the Panthers. They probably didn't need to trade up, but moving up one spot to secure your guy isn't the worst move in the world. They also needed to add a bigger player to their wide receiver room. This is a solid pickup for the Panthers, who really needed juice on the offense. Grade C+. Okay, folks. So I read to you all 32 picks of the first round of the NFL draft. And let me just get it out the way with my opinions about everything that's happened with all 32 players and the teams that did all their drafting. So let's the Bears did great. You had a, you know, you had Caleb Williams. We already knew that he was going to go where he was going to go. And it was already a foregone conclusion that you was going to get, you know, Roma Dunglier also. That's a great, just like I said, great pickup. We got Williams, Dunglier, and now DJ Moore. Deontay Swift also as a running back. That offense looks a lot different now. Now you just got to fix the offensive line. You can fix the offensive line for the Bears. I'm telling you right now that Bears can really take it to places they never did in franchise history. Another point I want to make out also while I'm still on it. Marvin Harrison Jr. Is he the best wide receiver between him and Neighbors? We'll find out. We'll find out. We'll definitely find out from day one right now between these two. Because I think Neighbors might be a better wide receiver than Marvin Harrison Jr. Not no diss to him, but I just feel like Neighbors is a lot more dynamic than Marvin Harrison. But we'll see. Marv might just be the best wide receiver in football entering day one right now and by the end of the season, depending on Kyler Murray's health. If Kyler Murray can stay healthy, get the ball to him often, we'll see. Michael Penix Jr. Now, I'm not going to play bias. I don't really care about why. It should never have been an F, to be honest with this grade. I get it that the Falcons wanted to do something for the future, and it makes sense. Yes, the only knock you could say is that Penix has played 6 years in college. Injury concern. You got two injury-prone QBs at this point. That would be my only issue. You better off getting another QB that was not him. Maybe, but if they're looking for the future, maybe they're not as confident with Kirk Cousins as they thought. Or maybe Kirk Cousins is really a diva. Who knows? I don't know why they feel like it was needed to even get the QB, other than maybe, like I said, the four-year deal might not be 4 years after all. Maybe it'll be 2 years, and then they can just slide him up there and eat up the rest of, you know, Kirk Cousins' contract. Who knows? He's already going to be 37, so by the time the start of the new NFL season starts, you really think he's going to still be playing at 40? I don't think so. And let me see. What else I can think? J.J. McCartney. This team got a QB. Is J.J. McCartney really the answer for this team? Quite simply, no. I don't think so. Not that he's not. I already seen him play in college football, and that was under Hardball. He wasn't used much as a playmaker. He's a winner. Yes, he can win games. But you need him to take your team to different levels, especially when they're down. Now he didn't have to worry about that in Michigan because they found ways to make it happen with that run and the defense. Vikings defense is not really a good defense, so you're gonna have to rely on a lot on your offense. What happens if you get into a shootout? Is JJ McCarthy the guy that's really gonna get you past that or not? I don't know. New York Jets and Giants, they had two solid picks. I think the Jets with the O-line right now is gonna help solve the issue that they have been having all these years right now. And you need all the help you can get to protect Aaron Rodgers for the Jets. If you can do that, then the Jets could probably make some noise. Malik Nabers, as I mentioned him before with Marvin Harris Jr., I don't know who's we don't know who's gonna be the QB. Makes you wonder maybe they should have I don't know. They should have at least get somebody, or maybe a QB, honestly. Because I don't want to see Nabers' career get derailed because they got a lack of QB between Daniel Jones or Drew Lock. Come on. These guys don't even look promising. While we at it. Like Bo Nix. Bo Nix should have probably went to the Raiders instead of the Broncos. If the Broncos probably just pick him just to pick him just to make the a QB, controversy or lack of it, because none of these QBs are gonna a future Hall of Famers or anything. Bo Nix, we don't know what Bo Nix is gonna be. What he did in college just doesn't translate well to the NFL in for all accounts. Maybe he'll change, he'll adapt to what Sean Payton can do. Zach Wilson just had to move. He didn't do anything for the Jets. He couldn't do anything for the Jets. And Jarrett Stidham has been a career backup player at best. He's not gonna get any higher than that. Like I said, Nix was better off going to the Raiders. He was better off going to the Raiders at that point. At least with the Raiders, they can, we'll see if he's good or not. Raiders didn't need to get another tight end when the Raiders already had a tight end, but it's whatever. The Saints, like I said, the Saints just need to get some. The Saints just need to get their offensive line fixed right now for whoever is QB between Winston or Carr or Hill, whoever. Colts add some defense that they needed. Vikings added some help on the defensive side right now. Like I said defense. Vikings needed to get some defense fixed. They got Dallas Turner, who's a solid defensive player, and. My Eagles, we good. My Eagles got another defensive player we got right now in Mitchell, who could definitely be a starter in day one right now. We got sure that defense. Our defense got lit up last year. That's why we lost six of the last seven games into the playoffs, and then we got bum rushed by a bum ass Buccaneers team with Baker fucking Mayfield. We gotta get back to this right now, and hopefully the Eagles got the piece that can make it happen. Cowboys, where are the Cowboys at? Because all the talks about Cowboys going in, they didn't do much going in or being all in. They got an O line right now that can help them with the lack of, offensive linemen they got on their team. He should help, but they're going to need more. 49ers picked up a wide receiver, which means that in all likelihood, I forgot this guy's name, not Debo Samuel, Brandon Ayuk, he might be leaving. You don't draft a QB. You don't draft a wide receiver who's not he's not the best wide receiver they got in the draft. You don't draft somebody just to. You don't draft especially that high in the first round. I'm assuming that's a message right now to Ayuk that your time is up. I don't know how many years Ayuk got left in his contract, but this could be a safe bet that it's about to end for him. And I believe that's about it. They gave Daniels a C. Most, the majority of the people gave Daniels a C. Now, listen, Daniels is, he reminds me of another Robert Griffin III when the Washington drafted him. I don't, hopefully, his, hopefully, Jaden Daniels' career is not the same as RG3. But they are, if he's the answer for the Commanders, so be it. And hopefully with him and Drake May, to a little bit extent, well, Pettis Jr. He's not gonna play his rookie year. McCartney, I don't think McCartney should play his first year. Let me see. Listen. After Caleb Williams and maybe Jaden Daniel, the next four QBs I got drafted between May, Penix, Nix, McCartney, they should probably sit this year out. Learn from what you learn. Just learn. Just learn, okay? Just learn. Learn from, you know, who's above you. Learn the schemes. Learn the thing. Learn all the types of, you know, schematics. Now with Chicago, I mean, they got a timeline. They got to figure some shit out. They have another losing season. I think that's it for all of them. So that's why Caleb Williams is going to be a starter automatically. Dan Quinn is the head coach right now of the Commanders. You can probably sit Jaden Daniels for a year and let another QB, you know, get in there and have Jaden Daniel just, you know, study so he can get ready for year two. Something like they did for Mahomes. Or look at Rodgers 3 years before he became a starter. Or Jordan Love that, you know, proceeded after Rodgers. You can do something like that. It's okay to sit a quarterback for the whole year just for him to study and get the grasp of the NFL and how each different schemes and plays and moves is going to be about. You don't got to just throw him up there like C.J. Stroud or Bryce Young was thrown out there. Now, with C.J. Stroud's case, it proved to be it proved effective. He got a playoff win. On the flip side, Bryce Young, look what happened to him. He got destroyed. No help at all from Carolina. So it's just, it's a flip up. It's a toss up at this point what you do with a rookie QB. But if you feel like he's your franchise guy, you got to do everything you can to protect him. Or you'll end up like another Anthony Richardson. No help around him and he got hurt. I believe night two is supposed to be later on. I don't know if I'm even going to talk about night two. Let alone night three. I don't even know if I got the energy or thought process even read through all that shit. I'll probably just give you my sum up on the rest of the drafts. And I think I'll leave it as that. Thank you for hearing my picks, the grades, and what they said, and my opinions. I'm out. Next episode. Burn.